Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Hello and welcome to the On the Rocks podcast. I'm your host, James Powers. I'm with Liam Goodley, the host of On the Rocks podcast before this major delay in uploads of it. But we're going to try and revive it this season and try and bring you a bit more content from behind the scenes at the club, as much info as we can bring you, some interviews hopefully as well. And make sure to comment below some ideas if you have any of who you'd like to see come on the podcast in the future. But for now, we're just going to do a little pre-season preview, if you like. Have a look through the signings we've made and have a look forward to the season ahead. So, Liam, how are you feeling about Bognor at the moment?
Yeah, I think the word is intrigue, James. It's one of those just come down, you know, out of the Isthmian Premier. New players joining, which we'll talk about, but intrigue I'd say is the word. Optimistic as well a little bit. It's got to be better than last season, hasn't it? I mean, it's was a poor season. Team, you know, has changed around quite a bit, so I'm looking forward to seeing how these new players sort of gel in the team, and hopefully we have a chance of going straight back up. But it might be too early to say that, what with the new pitch and everything coming into play. So, and obviously we're playing away and then playing at Chichester, and it's going to be a difficult beginning to the season, but I'm optimistic.
Yeah, absolutely. I think after such a tough season, it's going to be, the biggest thing is just going to be trying to bring a bit more optimism to the club after such a grueling season, to be quite honest. After watching Bognor through conceding 100 goals in one season, it's not nice for anyone, really. So we're going to kick off with the players that have stayed around, though. And obviously, the big news was Chadfield has been retained and he's been made club captain. A good fit for the role, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. He's experienced. He's had problems with injuries in the past, but he's seemed to have overcome that. Last season, he was key to our back line alongside Harvey Roux. I thought he was very good. I think it was too late in the season for us to sort of turn things around, but I think he's a solid presence at the back. I like his aerial ability. He's strong at the back, gets headers out. He's also a bit of a threat going forward as well, because he has a habit of getting forward on his mazy runs as well. If he's beyond the halfway line, he has a mazy run, and he had a good strike last season, I remember, at home. And he's always been one of my favourite players. And also, he's a good leader as well. And I think he'd be good for the younger players in the team, particularly like the likes of Toby Kingswell and players like that we've retained. I think it's crucial that he stayed, and it's nice that he's been given the captaincy, and I think he deserves it, really, given certain departures of the club and, some players aren't quite ready for captaincy. So I think he's the right fit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if there was a award for player of the second half of the season, I think Chad would have been right up there. But he was immense at the back in some games when we were really struggling and up against it. Just an absolute colossus at the back. And you mentioned Toby Kingswell there. Him, Lenny Smith are staying around for the new season. And they're under-18s players that were thrown in at the deep end to a certain extent, but they seem to hold their own. Do you think they have a role to play this season, or will they take a bit more of a backseat now that we have been able to recruit a bit more strongly?
I think now that we're at that lower level, I think it's going to be a little bit easier for them to start games a bit more than last season. They've had that bit of experience from last season at the higher level. And the likes of Toby Kingswell, I think he had some injury problems as well last year. And I think we'll see him a bit more this season. Lenny Smith impressed me. He's going to be key for us, I think, going forward as he gets older. He's going to be, particularly this season, probably one of our key men, actually, coming off, even if he's coming off the bench. So, from what I understand, 15-man squad at the moment. They're obviously looking for other players, but at the moment, they're going to be, you know, thrown in again, really. But step four, hopefully, that should fit them a bit better, and, you know, they should grow within the club, hopefully.
Yeah, both have qualities well beyond their years in men's football. I mean, Toby Kingswell playing a lot of the games at the tail end of the season out of position and doing so to quite a high standard. And well, Lenny Smith managed to get his first senior goal as well against Horsham. It was well taken finish. And there's a few times in that game where he's given the fullback 10, 15 yard head start and he's absolutely burnt him up. So that's a really good quality to have, especially in the lower levels. Moving on, we've got the trio really of senior players retained, and that's Dan Gifford, Harvey White, and Tommy Block. And obviously, Harvey White a mainstay at this point, but it shouldn't be taken for granted that he stays. And how big a role can he play?
Well, Harvey White, obviously, again, injuries plagued him last season. He had a lot of substitute sort of appearances. But I'm glad he stayed. His experienced head, he'll be key in that dressing room next season, or this coming season, I should say, before pre-season starts. And I think Dan Gifford has a point to prove this year. He didn't get the goals he wanted last season. I think at this level, step four, you would rate him to, get 20 plus goals, hopefully in the league. You'd hope, like the previous season. I think Tommy Lee Higgs being up against him, that sort of that competition, but it didn't quite work out for Dan Gifford last year. But now being the main man up there, I think he'll get amongst the goals, and hopefully in pre-season he'll get scoring again and help boost his confidence. And I think all the players that have stayed on, fair play to them, because there's always the lure of other clubs that may be paying bigger wages than us, maybe playing at a slightly higher level, and you can only applaud that for them staying at Bognor Regis Town.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tommy Block in
Oh,
particular,
Tommy Block,
definitely.
another. I think he's. He, I was surprised at Tommy Block staying, because he. I had a feeling because of his injuries that he might, look to a higher level step, but fair play to him. He stayed with the club and local talent, which is key. He's got good physicality, which I like, and he can play in multiple positions, but much like Harvey White. So we've got players there that you good utility players that can play multiple positions, and they've played that higher level, and they're key. I didn't think he'd stay for step four, Tommy Block, but fair play to him. And I saw on your interview that he's looking to get those game minutes, so which we'll look at. But I think he's going to be key this year. If he stays fit, I think he's going to be one of those top men.
Yeah, fitness is key for him. And I did speak to him when pre-season training resumed on Friday, and this was the goals he laid out for himself.
My personal targets is to play at least 30 games, and that's the bare minimum. I want to play 40, 50, but I'd be happy with 30 based on last season and the season before.
And what's your message to the supporters who obviously had a tough year last season and going into this season? What's your message to them?
Yeah, just keep coming back as much as you can, and keep supporting us, keep getting behind the boys. Obviously, we've got new lads that show them what you're about, and let's get together from there.
Blocky, like he said there, he's going to be key. He's going to have that little edge, I think, at this level, which can win you games. And as long as he can stay fit, as he said, 30 games, I think that'll be a bonus for us. And I can see us sort of, hopefully at the moment, I can see us being a bit up mid-table, maybe a bit higher. And if we get some more players in there, more experienced heads perhaps, in multiple positions. I think what I worry about, I know we've got Lenny Smith, but I think on the wings perhaps we need some support there, because we've lost obviously Lucas Pattenden. I think we need some pace there alongside Lenny Smith, maybe on one side or the other, just to help like the likes of Laycock and Dan Gifford up front. But I think in defence, I think and sort of midfield areas, I think we've sort of covered.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's have a look at some of these new signings then. There's seven in total so far, which is quite a good amount of movement before a pre-season friendly's even been played. So you've pretty much got the spine of the team already there in place. And it's interesting for me because I feel like a lot of the qualities you've highlighted in the players that are staying, like versatility and experience at the level, you've got a lot of that in the players coming in. And we'll start off with one of the earliest signings, and that was Callum Laycock coming in from Moneyfield. He scored 16 league goals last season at step four level. So a real And he also captained Moneyfields last season. So it's a really strong addition.
Yeah, definitely. And a real sort of target man as well, which is what we lacked last year at times. And I think him alongside Dan Gifford would work quite well. A little bit older player that we'd usually go for. But I think with his experience and his proven goal scoring track record, that's going to be key for us this season. So his goals are going to be invaluable to where we're going to finish up by the end of the season in this South Central division.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you were saying, we did lack a bit of a target man, and not just a target man, but someone up front that was maybe just a bit nastier, someone that's going to tread on the defender's toes and put himself about a bit. And not saying that the strike force of Tommy Lee Higgs, Jasper Mather last year didn't put themselves about, but they're just not the same level of physicality. I mean, as someone who's played in defence myself, I wouldn't want to defend against Callum Laycock. He seems quite a scary striker to try and defend against. So hopefully he can have the same effect that he did at Moneyfields, where he seemed to dominate defences last season. And as you say, an older player as well coming in, different to our recruitment. So definitely, and I think that theme continues throughout these signings, is a change in tact, perhaps, in how we're recruiting. And the second player that came in was Matt Jones, who is bit of a left field one, mainly because he's not been playing as locally as some of these other players, but he has been playing step three, step four football as well. He was playing for Mickelsham last year, I think. Melksham, that was it.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's Matt Jones is another key signing. I think defensively, you know, we lost Calvin Davis and helping out that sort of position and that sort of area. And he's quite experienced. I see he's been at, is it Western Supermare and is it Guildford City as well? I think he's been to, and various clubs like that. But yeah, he's been, I think he's a new player, fresh ideas. And I think probably out of all the signings, he's probably the most experienced at a higher level that we've brought in, other than the ones we've retained, of course, who played at a higher level. So yeah, I think it's a good signing.
Yeah, he's even got an EFL appearances, an EFL appearance for Swindon. So he's someone that's definitely played at those higher levels and played there consistently. And I think this not shouldn't go amiss to mention that he is a left back, an out and out left back, and it's something we've lacked really. That we've had a few loan signings, and that those younger players, especially in the defence, is a challenging thing to be when it's your first experience in senior football playing defence. And I'd say the defence or central midfield as a young player is probably the toughest part to adapt to. So now you've got an experienced player to build in that back line along with Chad. And well, it might be Tommy Block at centre back. We don't know yet. We don't know, because as you say, versatile players, these could slot into the formation however so we need them at the time. And then another experienced head was the next signing, Sam Hookey, coming in from Gosport, previously played under Burmey at Horndean and was captain at Horndean. Another midfielder. So what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I don't know much about him, actually. He's a new one for me. But if Burmey knows his the way he's playing, how he can fit into the team, I'm sure he's going to be a good addition. He's not too old and not too young, so he's in that right age range as well, coming to his peak, perhaps. We'll see how he goes. And, I'm not sure whether he's a creative midfielder or whether he's an attacking midfielder, I'm not sure. But hopefully it balances well with all the other players that Burmey's brought in. And I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Yeah, and it fits that theme again, where we're changing away from the signing of young and up-and-coming players, where you've got Callum Laycock coming in, who's very experienced, was captain at his previous team. Sam Hookey's coming in, experienced at this level, was captain at Horndean. And, you know, we've got our own captain now in Chad Field. There's a lot more experience and a lot more leadership in this team, I feel.
Yeah, I
than
think
there
that's
was
important
in previous
as well,
seasons.
Isn't it? That's so important to have multiple leaders on the pitch, isn't it? Not just one. You need to have two, three, perhaps, that you can call on. Obviously, injuries play a part, suspensions play a part throughout the season. So it's good to have multiple experienced heads that can, boost the morale of the team and tell them when they need, pushing. I think having multiple, like we've talked about Harvey, you know, he's been captain in the past, and he'll be another key man this year.
And the next player that came in was one we're all too familiar with, Ethan Robb. Obviously had a spell with Bognor before, and been playing for Horndean for a few seasons now. Again, it's just another quite versed, although he's still young, he's still only late early 20s, so he's a young player, but still with stacks of experience. And weirdly had that loan move to Brentford during COVID, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, he at times I don't even know. At times when he last played for us, I'm not sure if we knew his best position. And I think sometimes it got a bit he got a bit confused as to, what to do, whether to defend or attack. But he's a good defensive midfielder. He can also play defence as well. So I think it's a good sign, another utility sort of player that we can put in multiple positions and, rely on pretty well. And being that age, as you say, 23, 24, he's at the right age for now, that and he's experienced at that level, step four. So I think he'll love being back, because he loved being, I know, speaking to his granddad before, he loved being at Norwood Lane, so it's good to see him back.
Yeah, I feel that position change. He's very much a holding midfielder in most of his youth career and his career up until after Bognor as well. But it was a quite a deliberate move to try and move him to centre half, as I remember it, because we wanted to play out from the back and because we wanted someone who was good on the ball back there. And I think maybe now with the new management team, I feel like we may see a bit more of a pragmatic approach where Bognor have been very set on playing out from the back and playing short, sharp passing football. But now you see someone like Callum Laycock coming in, especially. It's not necessarily going to be hoof it football, no, by no means at all, but it's certainly going to be a lot more direct and more, in some ways, more exciting football to watch, because you're going to be just getting the balls into the attacking areas as quickly as possible.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to have another option. If the game isn't going well, playing that way, playing the Bognor way, as we like to call it, it's good to have that other option to be more direct, to get the balls into the box. And the likes of Callum Laycock would be ideal for that. Tommy Block can burst in for corners, and any other defenders we have. And I think we need to be a bit more potent with corners and things like that, because I think that's where we lacked last year. The amount of corners that we got last season and didn't convert anything was I think another sort of shocker, really, for most Bognor fans, seeing how many corners and how many free kicks we got, and we just didn't get anything from them, let alone open play. So with the fresh blood in, and with the, as you say, the likes of Callum Laycock being that physicality in the box, causing problems, Dan Gifford running down lost causes, it's going to be interesting to see how it all sort of works together.
Welcome back, and of course, with episode one, there had to be some technical issues. So, if I have managed to edit it seamlessly together without it being obvious, then I'll cut this bit of waffle out as well. But we'll crack right back on with signing number five, Waleddin Ahmed, another man from Horndean, another midfielder, and another man with a season of step four experience just last season.
Yeah, I think he's an interesting sign-in. I think he's one of these players, speaking to other fans, I've got a sort of understanding of kind of player he is. He's a box-to-box sort of midfielder. He gets the tackles in, gets stuck into, trying to win the ball back. And I think at times we missed that last year, so I think it's a good addition.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there was definitely a lack of that. Doing the dirty work in midfield, as you look. A lot of players are very good on the ball, but perhaps a symptom of our quite woeful defending last year was the lack of toughness in the midfield ahead of it, I suppose. But moving on to the sixth signing was Simba Mlambo from Winchester, and I was looking through, trying to do a bit of research on him beforehand. I've seen some of his highlights, and again, it's another player who seems quite versatile, able to play along that front line, and often a goal threat as well. And the one thing that really stood out to me was under the tweet announcing that he'd be leaving Winchester was just the outpouring from fans who absolutely love him.
Yeah, I think he'd be a real character. I think sometimes you need, even if he doesn't feature as much as he wanted, which I'm sure he will with us, I think you need a character as well. And sometimes that helps. That just gives you that edge in certain games. And I think, as you say, he's loved by the fans as well. And I'm sure he'd be loved at Knightwood Lane with our fans. So good addition, a lot of experience. And again, that's going to help us, going forward this season. And a lot of these players are new to me. I know some of them through Hornbeam, but the ones we've got from there. But these new players, it's going to be exciting stuff in terms of how they gel together and how they link up, and especially in attack as well, how it all works. And I think having two good strikers we brought in, that will hopefully up Dan Gifford's game as well. And I think good competition is healthy in any team.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, it's another addition where a lot of experience there is, and not just experience as well, is Callum Laycock, Sam Hookey, Simba, Ahmed, Ethan Robb. These are all players that have promotions on their CVs. And I think that really outlines the goals of the club at the moment, is get exactly right back to where we were before as soon as possible. And obviously, as we were saying, that it may not be this season because of all the ex circumstances of the pitch, but it's definitely a statement of intent, a lot of these signings.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And it was obvious last season we needed that experience. And I think they've gone a bit more with experience this year. And that only, stand us in good stead going into the season and seeing how they, he can try different tactics. Bermie and Howler can try different tactics in the pre-season and see what works. Because there's some teams that were playing in pre-season. They're going to be some, stiff tests, the likes of Weymouth and obviously Chichester, going back to Chichester and playing them. So I think, it's going to be tough, for them to sort of figure out a, I'm sure Burnley will be working on them already, as to tactics and fitness levels and everything else, Dave Burns and whoever's who's dealing with that. So it's going to be interesting, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm optimistic. At the same time, I'm cautious because I know it's a new team really, and I'm not quite sure where we're finishing up. I still think like Burnley, we'll try and get one or two more in just to help us. I think ideally like an 18-man squad, to really give us a chance, when we do get injuries, when we do get suspensions, to get us over the line, so to speak. No, but with the players we've got, so far it's been good, and I'm sure there's been targets they've tried to get and they've just not been able to. Circumstances play a part as well as obviously money, locality for players as well. Are they near to where they're going to play? Are they, is circumstances going to be good for them? Does it work around their jobs as well? So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how these new players gel in, and what fan, what what players, link to the fans well enough as well, because that's important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll move on to, as of recording, the latest signing. There may well have been another signing in between record and upload of this, but Matt Chisholm is going to be our new number one, joining after a little bit of a spell at Littlehampton at the tail end of last season, and all that, a lot of other clubs in non-league, including Kingstonian, and a good amount of experience in the youth level as well, playing at Fulham's under-18s and West Brom's under-23. So it's a player of pedigree.
Yeah, a young age as well, relatively for a goalkeeper. I've seen some video clips on X, and he looks like a good shot stopper. I think where we've struggled in the past is our distribution from goalkeeper. I did like Ryan Hall as a player, as a goalkeeper. It's sad that he left, but I think in terms of this new player, I think it's a good opportunity for him to showcase his skill and hopefully give us some clean sheets this season, because we're, in dire need of that after last season.
Yeah, absolutely. And with Ryan Hall, it's an interesting discussion point because obviously we were so poor in keeping goals out last season, but and he was definitely error prone. But I do think there's still big boots to fill, Ryan Hall, with 2 seasons where he definitely saved a lot of points as well. There's some really crucial saves he made. So it's a big position to fill after he left.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I agree with that. And some fantastic saves he pulled out, even when we were 2 or 3 nil down. At times he would pull out some fantastic saves that really did keep the goals down. And he's going to be crucial for Gosport. He's obviously joined them, and all the best to him. I'm sure he'll impress there. And you know, if he's got a good defence in front of him, he's going to be good for them. And but Matt Chisholm, I'm looking forward to seeing how he is. And it's always crucial to tie down a goalkeeper before pre-season. There's been so many seasons for Bognor where we haven't tied down a goalkeeper. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And another aspect to this signing as well is that Mac has quite a online presence as well. He likes to do his own content, and from a media team's perspective here, I'd love to see that, to be honest. It's definitely urge anyone who's listening to this to go and check his stuff out. But he's also been involved with a bit of Sky Sports stuff with the Ballers League recently. I personally can't say I've watched much of it, but it's definitely something to put his name on the radar.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good thing to, you know, if to try and showcase yourself, because people don't, you know, there's not a lot of scouting that goes on as much as it used to, especially at our level and lower. So if you can use a social media platform like X or like Instagram or TikTok these days, you know, they're all on those. If you can showcase your, get a video done of all your skills and that, it's a good way of showing without actually turning up to a training session or a trial session. To show managers and coaches what you can bring to the table, and I think he's done that. And fair play to him; he's got the position, and hopefully he's a success at Bognor.
Absolutely. So I've got written out in front of me a rough sort of starting 11 of the signings we've got so far. And there's, well, as you've already pointed out, there's one thing screaming out to me, and that is the lack of width at the moment. You know, you're probably looking to have a full starting 11 pre-season. You would be having to start Lenny Smith on the wing or start someone out of position. So that being the main point where we'll probably be looking for signings, are there any other areas of the squad you think just need a little bit more strengthening?
Yeah, I think that's the main area, sort of right wing at the moment. I'm sure Birmingham and Jamie are looking into that area. I think we're okay in defensive midfield with the likes of Block and Ethan Robb, and obviously Walaadin Ahmed as well. I think that's sort of locked down now. I think it's just sort of in, yeah, like maybe fullback areas, right wide areas, maybe. I don't know if the club will go with a substitute goalkeeper. Some clubs do that. I think it's risky because usually they don't get much game time, the substitute goalkeeper at our level. So I doubt they'll. I think they'll rely on Matt Chisholm for that. But yeah, maybe if there's a good youngster coming through the ranks up front, maybe as another option if we get injuries later on in the season, they could play a part. But yeah, I think specifically both wings, maybe left as well, left winger. Lucas Pattinson is a big loss to us. You know, him going to Horsham, obviously on dual reg to Littlehampton. It's his hometown club. I can understand him going there. It's a bit frustrating for us fans though, because obviously we wanted him to stay, but he's had such a injury-prone season that I think maybe he thought that maybe he wanted to play that step higher. And if he did play, and obviously get warmed up with Littlehampton, it's a shame they didn't. Do the dual reg with us, but I think it gives Lenny Smith a good opportunity on that right flank because he did look dangerous. He's got lightning pace, so I think he'll be wanting to really show his stuff this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, of course, there are two players that we haven't mentioned yet who are looking, well, have been on the side. Well, one has been on the sideline for quite a while now. The other did quite a nasty injury at the tail end of the season. That is Harvey Roux and Ben Anderson. How well could you see them reintegrating into the squad when they are fit again?
I think Ben Anderson, with Harvey Roux as well, with both of them coming from Hornby, they'll know a lot of the players. So I think they'll fit in quite well once they're fully fit. There's no good rushing them back too quickly. Don't, you know, obviously they're not fit yet, so they probably won't feature in pre-season. But if they're sort of fit by sort of October, November, hopefully, I'm sure they'll meld back into the team again. Harvey Roux impressed me. He has a tendency to sometimes get caught under his feet sometimes, but he's good in the air, and I liked how his confidence is in a tackle. So I think he'll be crucial to us coming back. Anderson was very, very good. He impressed me in midfield, and I think if we can get him fit, he'd be ideal for us this season at step four. And I think his attitude is good. He's got his obviously working through his injury. He's after his operation now, and hopefully he'll be back fighting fit for us as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that is us all up to date on the current squad. So I think what we'll do is in a month's time, we'll have episode two and we'll have a little bit of a season preview and look back on how pre-season has gone. So I'll ask you a question now that I'm ask you in a month's time, and that is where do you think Bognor will finish this year?
It's a good question, James. I've been discussing it with fans. We think maybe mid-table at the moment, but I'd hope for better. I'd hope for we, between 10th and 8th, I'd hope. I think it's more difficult league than people sort of suggest. So it's hard to tell at the moment. I think we're still a few shining short of maybe battling for the top again. But I think it's only a matter of a couple of seasons before we're really battling out in the playoffs and in the top sort of top three. But I want to be surprised. I want the team to do well, and I want us to be battling at the top. And I'm sure the team do as well. And Burnley and Jamie and the whole squad want us to really push back up into that step three football again, Ishpeming Premier, which is where we belong really at our current level. Without if we have that bit more of momentum, maybe a bit of a cup run might help us as well. Sometimes, a cup run at our level really helps with the funds and everything else. So to have a good FA Cup run would be good as well. Even if we don't do as well as we'd hoped in the league, I think a cup run would be lovely for the club. Get a bit of TV publicity as well, with BBC or ITV or whoever is covering the matches. So I think we're well due one of those. And but yeah, I think mid-table to sort of eighth position maybe.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you on the cup run point. Obviously, we had the FA Trophy run in 2016, but in regards to the FA Cup, I hope I don't make any listeners feel too old, but I haven't seen Bognor in the first round in my lifetime, and that's something I think would be brilliant. If you think about getting a good tie in the FA Cup first round, TV cameras in Friday night game, be excellent for the club.
It'd be brilliant. Just to have, and the club would get a lot of income from that as well. I think the broadcasting rights and everything else is a big thing for the club. And not only will you get a big gate if we get a big club down at Knywood Lane, it would be just great, a morale boost for the club. Obviously, the FA Trophy was so good going to Grimsby. Okay, we were by far the underdogs, but it was a great occasion. Over 200 Bognor fans there, singing all the way through and long after the game, even though we lost. But we were just one step away from Wembley. So I think the FA Trophy is our best chance of getting to Wembley. But in terms of getting on TV, even round one, that would be ideal for us. And I know they're starting to cover a lot earlier rounds now as well. So we've got a chance. And it's been a long time since we've had any sort of TV coverage. So it'd be good to have a bit of an FA Cup run.
Yeah, I completely agree. And sorry to put you on the spot with such a big question at the end there, but I did put the same question to the management team on Friday, and here's what they had to say.
Our expectation, listen, it's an old cliche, and I'm half a century next month, and I'm catching Jamie actually. And listen, I'm not one for shouting my mouth off about what the team's going to do to the club, neither's Jamie. We like to go quiet under the radar. We take one training session at a time, one game at a time, and it's as boring as it sounds, then that way we're not leaving ourselves wide open. But I can honestly, all I can say is, if we're not good enough on certain days, that would be down to ability, not through lack of effort.
Yeah, so Burmy there, not really answering the question straightforward, but I think it's interesting that he wants to stay under the radar. And to me, that answer does give a sense of he does have confidence that this squad may be slightly above where you predicted, but obviously doesn't want to go shouting his mouth off early on and then be made to look a fool if we because it must be just because we're a relegated team does not mean that we are favourites in this league by any stretch of the imagination. There's a lot of good clubs in this league, plenty of clubs that we've played plenty of times before in step three, like Met Police, Hayes and Yedding are in there. And obviously Hendon, who have come down with us, are going to be well up for going straight back up.
Yeah, Leatherhead are another one as well, aren't they? They're well known to us. We've played them many times. Hayes and Yedding, tough place to go and get results. So as we've seen in recent years with the Cup. So I'm sure we can have a good season. I'm not sure if we'll be, as I say, battling for the title, but I think it looks positive in terms of the team that they're trying to put together. They know step four, you know, a lot of the players, or better, you know, in Blocky and Harvey. You've still got experience there, high level. So I think going forward, I think if we can get those injured players back, bolster the squad where we need to, I'm sure that they'll still be on the lookout for some good players. I'm hopeful of a bit more of a positive season. Obviously, can't get much worse than last season, can it? So we've got some way to go, but I think we've got a good chance of top half, and I'm hoping we'll do better than that. I'm hoping playoff positions, but it might be too early, as you say. It might be too early, and Burmese's right in what he says. You know, he's got to figure out this new team, because it's a whole new setup for him. New players, some key players leaving, like Jasper Mather and Calvin Davis. So he's got to and Higgs, of course, of his goals last year. So it's going to be an intriguing season, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think a good message to end on is I'm definitely feeling that, really wanting to get the season started now, because I am really looking forward to it, and I hope a lot of Rocks fans are feeling the same. So thank you for listening to the first episode of On the Rocks. Well, the first episode of the reinvention of On the Rocks. Please, as I said at the beginning, leave comments below on the YouTube channel and on social media to let us know any ideas you have for some segment ideas, or if you have any questions or guest ideas. We love to hear them. We want to make this podcast as good as it possibly can. Hopefully it won't just be me and Liam chatting away for half an hour once a month, but hopefully we can give a bit of insight to the club that wasn't already there, and we'll see you next time.